Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about Wilma Goldstein being on the show again, ladies and gentlemen. She's a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's Associate Administrator for Women's Business Ownership at the U.S. Small Business Administration. She's our good friend, Wilma. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. And as you know, I like talking about women in the marketplace. I'm excited about the things that they're accomplishing out there. They're making important strides and having tremendous successes. And one of the reasons I think women are doing well, Wilma, is because they do something different from men. They do something men don't do so well. They ask questions.
Yep. I do think it has a lot to do with it. And they're used to also having to do everything for themselves, which in the beginning is a great payoff for them. It keeps overhead down. It allows the business to grow maybe a little more slowly than others, but then once it's there, it stays.
Well, see, I don't see that as different from men, because I know myself, I know the men that I know. I don't see any difference in the way men and women are willing to work for their business, but I do think that a man sits in his business and he needs to know something. He doesn't have the information he needs, and he thinks, you know what, I'm supposed to know that. Everybody knows that I'm supposed to know that, and so they're reluctant to ask questions. Now, guys, I'm not saying nobody asks questions. I'm just saying that it's not in our nature to say, you know what, I don't understand how this works. Will you help me? And it is in the nature of women to not have the ego about that.
Well, it's the old joke about, have you ever heard a man ask for directions?
Yeah. Well, there's the rest of that story. There's another part of that story, Wilma, that I won't go into right now because it'll just get me into trouble. But the other thing is, because it depends on who you ask the directions of. But the thing is a friend. Let me give you one little bit of information. I just finished an interview with a guy named Russell Brown who makes a technology product. It's a software product called BizPricer, and it helps small business owners evaluate the price of a business they're buying or the one that they're selling.
Hmm.
And he tells me, he just told me off the air, after we got off the air, that the largest number of people who buy his product are women. He says he sells his product to women more than he sells it to men.
Amazing.
And he said, what do you think? I said, I think it's because women are more likely to say, you know what, I don't understand how to buy a business, and so therefore I'm going to find some help. And men are more likely to say, I don't need any help. I know how to do this. I understand this. Here, let me. Where do I sign?
Yeah, I mean, that's really a part of the whole rationale for why there are a host of women's business center networks that are mostly populated by women, because in spite of the name, they're not limited to women, because women need to talk through and get advice about every phase of everything they do. And
which often drives men nuts.
Oh, I heard a comparison day on the radio about why people love their animals and women love dogs because of their loyalty, and men like them because they don't talk.
Yeah.
Oh no, there are some differences, some of which are amusing, but you know there are gender-based differences. There's certainly enough science to know that that's true.
Yep.
Besides
yep.
the obvious,
mm-hmm.
But they do affect the way men and women do business, and you need that kind of climate for women. And it's obviously helped because they're still starting businesses at 2, and in minority cases, 4 times more than anybody else.
I was sitting with 2 women who were discussing business, and I swear, one of them was talking. She was talking to both of us, but I did not understand a word she said. Mm-hmm. I did not understand what she was talking about at all. And I looked at the other lady with amazement, and I said, do you understand what she said? And she said, clearly, perfectly.
I guess it's a shorthand we've developed.
And so I got,
more
so I got,
than it used to be.
Well, I became very afraid, and I got up and left.
Aw, Jim, we're sorry.
But really, it's true that women are better about asking questions. And you know, a woman is more likely to be self-effacing about this and to say, you know what, I'm such a dummy. I ought to know this, but I don't. And bat her eyes a little bit, and she gets the information. And a guy's more likely to say nothing, actually.
Right. And that's why we sign up for classes. I mean, even if you don't sort of go heart and hand and say, help, I'm floundering,
I taught a cash flow course for the SBDC locally a year or so ago, six, 8 months ago, I guess. And there were about 30 people there, and there were maybe four guys. The rest were women.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not because all the men understood about cash flow. It didn't have anything to do with that.
No, and it's frankly, I mean, you know, this will sort of get us to a couple of things that we both would like to mention today. It's why, even though every time you decide you're going to have an event, and you gear it toward women, and you set yourself a big goal, and you think, ooh, you get a little trepidation about it. I always say, you know, get enough word out and make it attractive. Mm-hmm. Have an event for women, and they will show up. And
well,
we have evidence of that, and a couple of things that you and I are both going to be part of.
Right, exactly. And I want to get to those in a second. But before we do, something I'd like to point out, Wilma, is that guys, we could take a lesson from the ladies. We could ask more questions. We don't have to say, I'm so dumb, I should know this. All we got to do is say, what do you, I mean, find out another way to phrase it. Whatever helps your ego, but ask the questions and get the answers. And ladies, you can take a lesson from the guys and maybe be a little more self-confident. I think mm-hmm. if I could give women anything, I'd give them a little more self-confidence.
I had a woman come to a seminar I did in Denver who said that somebody came to her and said, I didn't know what I was doing when I started my business. I just tap danced my way through it. And she said, to me, that's a sign of maturity. She said, we have to get better at that because you can't know everything. Mm-hmm. Somewhere you got to say, I'm taking this risk. So
right.
You're right. There's a little bit we can learn from each other.
Wilma, there's big doings going on in Washington, D.C. in about a week and almost 2 weeks.
Right.
And we're going to take a quick break. Folks, there's also big doings going on the week after that in Tampa, Florida. So we've got a lot of events to tell you about that the SBA is up to, and when Wilma and the SBA are up to something, we all need to be paying attention because there's no telling how much fun that people will have, and I promise you, I'm going to be having fun in about 2 weeks working with the SBA, and we're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Wilma Goldstein is our guest. She is the Associate Administrator for Women's Business Ownership at the SBA. We're back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Wilma Goldstein is our guest. She's with the Office of Women's Business Ownership at the SBA, the Associate Administrator over there. Wilma, and by the way, folks, I encourage you to go to two websites. One is sba.gov. This is not your grandfather's SBA website. This is a rockin' and rollin' website. You'll like it. There's a lot of good stuff there. My hat's off to a number of people, including my buddy Jim O'Connor, who's done a good job getting some good educational products and tools up over there that will help you grow your business. And so I encourage you to check that out. And also, Wilma, your website is online WBC.
Right.
.gov.
Right.
Okay, online WBC stands for Women's Business Centers, online WBC .gov. And you can find out about the women's section of the website. And guys, you can go there too. There's no screening of
guys.
Yeah,
there are a lot of courses on there too.
Yeah.
And for your information, they're planning even more changes to our website to make it even easier to access than before. It's an ongoing, and the e-business part
yeah.
that has courses is going to expand
right.
even more.
Right. Yeah, I've got an exciting announcement that I hopefully I'll be able to make for too long on that myself, Wilma. Let's talk about week after next. Folks, a little over 50 years ago, something began as a gleam in President Eisenhower's eye, and it was something called the Small Business Administration. And then 50 years ago, in about 2 weeks, the SBA was formed. And so this year, the SBA is celebrating their golden anniversary in Wilma. Congratulations.
Thanks for having a party.
Yeah,
it's going to be a huge, monstrous event. And we have hyped it to the point that it's a sellout practically. So although I encourage people to go to the to look on our website for a way to register for it, don't be surprised. I don't think everything has been sold out, but I do know that the breakfast that Jim and I have been talking about that is going to honor women is a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about that. It doesn't mean you shouldn't register, because in today's world, when you can do things on the web, what we do is keep track of, and if people let us know and we encourage them that they may not be able to make it even though they thought, we bounce somebody up, and they can attend it.
Right, exactly. And by the way, folks, the website, sba.gov/50, will get you to the 50th anniversary celebration. The National Entrepreneurs Conference and Expo is what they're calling it. I call it Small Business Week because I like that better, but they didn't ask me, Wilma. But anyway, there's big doings. There's an opening on Wednesday. On Thursday, you will have the Women's Business Breakfast at lunch on Thursday the 18th. They'll have another big meal, and they'll announce the winners of the top four winners of all of the small business winners that will be there from all the 50 states for that week. And then there's a big deal at the State Department on Wednesday night.
Right.
Lots of stuff going on. There's a lot of fun.
There's a matchmaking conference, a procurement conference.
Believe it or not, there's a National Advisory Council meeting that week, too, and it's just a lot of stuff going on. And so many – you can also go there, folks, and see who is supporting this. I want to encourage you to check out the sponsors of this site. That's where you'll find the people who get it, the people who recognize that small business owners are important to our economy. They're important to these large companies who are sponsors. So you can go there and find out who's putting their money where their mouth is. Wilma, also, for the second year in a row, I'm excited about this. I'm going to be moderating the e-business panel.
Yeah, I saw that. Good for you.
Well, I'm excited. They invited me to do it again.
For the world.
Apparently, I didn't blow it last year too badly, so they decided to get me back, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, it will be.
Now, let's talk about Tampa. What's going on in Tampa?
Tampa is probably the fifth of a series called Women's Economic Summit. They started a couple years ago with one in Washington, and we've been moving around the country as fast as we can go.
Is this like the one I moderated a panel in last year? Is this similar to the one that we had in June last year?
No. That was actually a training session.
Okay, all right.
No, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these before. We've had them in Washington, Philadelphia, Connecticut. I'm sure I'm leaving something out. And a lot of people have followed St. Louis, followed the prototype for it. But this time we're coming to on the 23rd of September, which is a Tuesday, at the Tampa Convention Center, and it's free. You can register at www.women21.gov. It's a great day. It's a one-day series. It's a one-day program. We combine expertise from Washington and from Florida. My favorite part of it is, actually, I can give you a list of all the people that are going to be there, and you'll say, oh, wow. And a lot of elected officials and a lot of people from the government of Florida and the U.S., but we do some breakout sessions that are particularly helpful for people on the topics that women in business care the most about: access to capital, marketing, and federal contracts. And we're going to do sort of a series for beginners and a series for people who think that they're more advanced. And the other payoff for this that I think is the best is the networking opportunities. Mm-hmm. A lot of bonds, business bonds, and opportunities get formed as a result of attending these. And
well,
I think everybody walks away feeling like they have spent a worthwhile day.
Give us that website again, please.
www.women21.gov.
No dot after the W?
www.women-21.gov.
There you go. All right. Now you check it out there. Thanks, Wilma, for being here. Good job today.
Okay.
Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon, I promise.
See
but not before I'll be in Washington.
See ya.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.